is a Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Black and Brown Faces is a guest exhibition featuring one artwork by each of 10 artists of color with ties to Cincinnati. It's organized by Palooza Noir and presented in partnership with the Cincinnati Art Museum. And joining us now to talk about it is the co-founder of Palooza Noir, Ricardo Grant. Ricardo, I understand you go by Rico, so that's what I'll call you. Rico, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure to have you. This Black and Brown Faces exhibit opens October 24, and it runs through January 3 at the Alice F. and Harris K. Weston Gallery at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Tell us a little bit about what your motivation was here in creating this.
Yeah, you know, so my organization, you know, Michael, we build conferences for people of color in the Midwest, housed here, based here in Cincinnati, and we couldn't do that this year, man. So, you know, what better time to include yourself in what's going on in the world as it pertains to COVID-19, social justice, specifically how it's affected Black and Brown people, than using art as a vehicle to initiate this healing process.
So all of this artwork that's going to be on display as part of this exhibition, was this all created specifically for this?
Yeah. So, you know, most of the pieces, I'd say 90% of the pieces are original pieces, brand new pieces. And we're excited about that. And the goal is to depict the extremes of 2020 through facial expressions, mostly, right? Facial expressions and expressions of Black and Brown people.
Well, what are you finding that these artists are conveying through the work they created for this?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the gallery yesterday during the installation phase, and I was able to sneak up at the Museum Center. And it's mind-blowing. I mean, the reality is that Black and Brown Faces is much bigger and much more significant and important than we ever thought it would be. The way the artists have captured the extremes of 2020 through their lens is phenomenal. And we're even excited, you know, to have an opportunity for each artist to explain why they commissioned the piece that they did at the art show.
And that's something that I'm curious about. I mean, I host a talk show where, goodness knows, we've spent the best part of this year talking about COVID and how it's impacted all of us. But we frequently reference how it has disproportionately adversely affected people of color. And those are words, but through this artwork, perhaps we'll be able to see what that means as these artists explain what they're feeling in creating this. Can you share with us a little bit, put into words, what it means to have Black and Brown people disproportionately impacted by what you've referred to as the extremes of 2020? So not just the pandemic, I imagine this reckoning with racial justice as well.
Mm-hmm. It's devastating, man. You know, it's affected us all. And, you know, it's funny you asked that question, because one of the biggest reasons why we created Black and Brown Faces, because I became quite alarmed by the fact that people didn't have an outlet. I understand that I'm special. I have friends to talk to. We sit around a table. We have these conversations. But the reality is that everyone doesn't have that luxury. It's a lot of harbored feelings. And we have to find a way to release. Before we can talk about the path forward, we have to talk about releasing. And we just thought about using art as a vehicle to do that. And we're just excited to have that opportunity to do it for our community.
We're talking with Rico Grant, co-founder of Palooza Noir, which is putting on Black and Brown Faces, a guest exhibition featuring one artwork by each of 10 artists of color with ties to Cincinnati. It is presented in partnership with and at the Cincinnati Art Museum. And Rico, I read an article about you from our friend Byron McCauley in the Cincinnati Inquirer, where I guess your original plan for an exhibition like this was to rent a warehouse space somewhere. And instead, you end up at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Can you tell us a little bit about how that worked out for you?
Yeah. So like most of my wild and crazy ideas, they usually come to my mind at around 4 a.m. while I'm up watching movies, right? And I should be sleeping and getting rest. But it was going to be a small idea. It was going to be let's get a warehouse in OTR somewhere. Let's have 10 regional and local artists produce a piece. Let's see if we can get, you know, a couple hundred people out to see it over the course of a time frame. It was never supposed to be a 73-day exhibition. It was always supposed to be 3 days. It was never supposed to be at the Cincinnati Art Museum. We were never supposed to raise the level of capital and have the level of resources that we have with Arts Wave and the Greater Cincinnati Foundation and My Black is Beautiful and St. Elizabeth Healthcare and AGAR. We were never supposed to have that. The fact that we do I think speaks to how intentional these groups are, these resource holders are, but most importantly, this city and the companies that are based here and how intentional they are about changing the narrative and playing a key role in changing that narrative. And when the Cincinnati Art Museum got involved, we knew, wait a second, this is going to be huge. I mean, it was Cameron Kitchen, their director over at their Cincinnati Art Museum, who said, why 3 days? And I said, well, I don't know. I didn't want to ask for too much. But the reality is they sent us back a date, and it ended up being a 73-day exhibition through the holidays, where folks are coming back home to Cincinnati and traveling through the city to really maximize the exposure and maximize the impact.
Rico, you just mentioned how intentional these organizations are being. And this is something that's happened throughout the year in a variety of industries, you know, with racial justice and exploring our own roles in racism. And while the focus has been on police reform, I mean, you've got different types of industries evaluating what they could do better. Is that what you're talking about here when it comes to the arts industry?
Yeah, you know, I mean, now is not the time to be silent, right? We all have to take a position and take a stance. And if we feel some type of way about what's going on, we have to step up and say it. And the arts has, I mean, across the board has been intentional about that, specifically the art organizations in the city of Cincinnati, you know, my hometown, have been really intentional about the understanding of this release of emotions and this talking about this path forward and using art as a vehicle to do that. I mean, you know, I idolize the brands that get it right, Nike and these brands, the NBA. I mean, they absolutely killed, you know, stepping up and standing for something. And the small organizations like ours, Palooza Noir, and other organizations across our country and our world, we have to do the same thing. No voice is too big and no voice is too small. So, yeah.
Well, when we talk about Cincinnati, this is a city like many large cities with sort of a complex history as it relates to race. But Cincinnati in particular, with its geography being on the border of the North and the South and its own problems with racial justice, even in this century so far, is there something that is particularly meaningful about having this type of exhibition here in your hometown, knowing its history?
Absolutely. And we talk about this all the time, and we still are, you know, one of the most segregated cities in the country. That's the reality. Where I think Palooza Noir and the creation of Black and Brown Faces plays a key role at is that, you know, Palooza Noir has a certain fan base, and those individuals and those attendees are coming out regardless of what we do. But the resource holders, Greater Cincinnati Foundation, My Black is Beautiful, Procter & Gamble's arm of My Black is Beautiful, and all these other entities allow us to bring out another audience, and we get to put them in one room and have a conversation. And I think that speaks to the magnitude of breaking down, even if it's for just 73 days, the beginning piece of breaking down the barriers that we see in the city of Cincinnati and the problems revolved around our city and the history of that.
I'm going to name the artists that are participating: Kunisa X. Anderson, Mark Anthony Brown Jr., Adante Clark, Michael Coppage, Daryl Mantia Daniels, Terrence Hammonds, G. Horton, Hannah Jones, Jonesy, Annie Ruth, and Kevin J. Watkins. With apologies if I mispronounced anything there. But Rico, how did you assemble this talent? Was it a challenge to bring these folks in to create something for an event like this?
You would think, right? The reality is that we consulted with G. Horton, you know, one of the most incredible artists in the city, and I think in our country at this very moment in time, and someone we respect, and he's very close to our organization, and we created a list of 10, and all 10 said yes, and those artists are phenomenal, and the way they deliver is incredible. This is the best thing I've ever been a part of in my entire life. And I've created a bunch of really, really cool things, but I've never created anything out of frustration. I've never created anything in a time where it's absolutely needed. And the artists are the rock stars here. You know, it's weird. It's a weird dynamic. On Friday night, I know for a fact that I'll get all the elbow daps and the air high fives. And that's kind of like the quarterback mentality. The quarterback gets all the credit, but it's important for me to let our community know that the artists are the stars here, and the way they have delivered is going to blow everybody back.
Black and Brown Faces runs October 24 through January 3 at the Cincinnati Art Museum Alice F. and Harris K. Weston Gallery. It was organized by Palooza Noir and presented in partnership with the Cincinnati Art Museum. We've been talking with Rico Grant, the co-founder of Palooza Noir. Rico, congratulations on organizing this. We'll look forward to seeing it when it opens in the coming days. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of our show is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. The composer of our theme music is Rob Fetters. And you can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.